You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. These days, most rock and roll radio stations play a limited number of songs and play those songs over and over and over again. That's because audience research has gotten so high-tech, stations believe they know exactly what songs attract the most listeners. Our story today is about the owners of a radio station in Grayling. They say classic rock is worn out. They've launched a counteroffensive, and they're breaking all the rules about how to run a radio station in the 21st century. Peter Payette has the story.
Q100 is in the woods, at the end of a dirt drive, just outside Grayling. Inside, the walls are full of old posters of rock stars like the Beatles and Janis Joplin. There's one that promotes a Ted Nugent concert in Detroit in 1970. There's a lounge with lava lamps and tapestries on the ceiling.
All of this has been donated by fans that just come up and say, "We love what you're doing. Look what I have. Can you display it? Would you like it?" Isn't that amazing? And there's more, as you'll see, coming through.
That's Cheryl Coyne. She and her husband Jerry bought the station 4 years ago. Before that, Cheryl had a career in sales in commercial radio in Detroit. Jerry never worked in radio until they invested their life savings here. Now he's the afternoon DJ, Monday through Friday.
Howdy, howdy, ho! There's the Clash and White Riot here on Q100 as we get kicked off on a beautiful Thursday afternoon.
Jerry Coyne is tall, 6'7". His hair is clean cut, and he's wearing a pink and black golf shirt. He was a teenager back in the 1970s and saw bands like Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones in concert. He says being a DJ reminds him of his college days, when he'd drive around with his friends, pop a tape in, and see how they'd react.
You know how much we've liked the Stripes and played their first album quite a bit. At the end of last year, they released album number 2, and this song is just fabulous. This is A Good Night's Sleep and A Cab Fare Home on Q100, saving rock and roll one listener at a time. Now, here, listen to this song. I guarantee you've never heard this song, and it's great. And I get phone calls about it all the time. These are four kids from outside of Dublin that the oldest guy in the band is 18. I get dynamite with the chancel. Are you just keeping grip for a sip of my GNC?
Well, I'm well past good already, but I'm too well on to keep... This approach to music programming is almost unheard of in commercial radio these days. Usually surveys determine what DJs play. But on Q100, Jerry fills 4 hours every afternoon, and he says half his show will be filled with listener requests.
Q100. Yeah. Yeah, who's that? I know, what, you mean Neil Young's Crazy Horse? Well, I know a song that Neil Young does with Pearl Jam called Downtown. Are you talking, is this a different song? All right, I'll see if I can dig it up. Thanks.
Jerry says calls like this come in all the time.
And I'm like, wow, I can't believe I never heard that song or I forgot to put that song on the playlist.
The playlist is the list of songs a radio station plays. And here's what's really unconventional about this station. The playlist has more than 6,700 songs on it. Most stations in the U.S. play a tenth of that. Joe Lund is a consultant who works with stations around the country. He says one of the first things he does is encourage them to play fewer songs.
That's one of the fastest ways to grow time spent listening, is find out what people want to hear. And that is do music research and then specialize in just those songs. And that usually means cutting the playlist.
In big markets, the way they find out what people want to hear is with a device called a personal people meter. It's about the size of a cell phone. It hangs around the listener's neck and keeps track of what radio stations they're hearing.
And with PPM, the ratings are so precise, you get minute-by-minute ratings. And you can look at a radio station's programming, and you can see how people are listening and tuning away and coming in and going out.
People tune in and out a lot, and they don't listen for very long. So the thinking is, figure out what songs they like best, and then just play those songs. And that way, when listeners do tune in, there's a better chance they'll hear something they like. And if they hear something they like, they'll keep listening. And program directors don't screw around, because in major radio markets, a slight dip in the number of people listening can mean hundreds of thousands of dollars in lost advertising revenue. So the risk with Q100's approach is that someone will turn on the station and hear a song they don't recognize, and then change the station. But Jerry Coyne says radio stations driven by ratings are boring, and he says it's especially shameful for rock stations.
Rock and roll was revolutionary. I mean, it stopped the Vietnam War. We had Woodstock. I mean, it was a huge portion of the culture, changing the entire culture. And now it's just this corporate, it's become what everything, what it always rebelled about is what it became. How screwed up is that? So that's why we came up with, you know, Saving Rock and Roll One Listener at a Time. We're going to fight the fight one song at a time. Isn't that cool? What's cooler than that? All right, that's REM and Bang and Blame here on Q100. One of their greatest songs by far and away. I love the whole lyrical story.
The Coynes have a business strategy. Build a loyal audience. And what they mean by loyal is people who turn their station on and leave it on, even through the commercials, because they like the station. Jerry's wife Cheryl says if they focused on ratings, they'd cater to listeners who are loyal to certain songs. But those songs can be found other places, so when a commercial comes on, listeners like that push a button and are gone.
Because they want to hear a song, they don't want to hear the commercial. And if you keep pushing buttons, the advertising message isn't coming through. And if the advertising message doesn't come through, the results aren't there, and the advertiser won't come back.
Something's working, because when they bought this station 4 years ago, one guy worked here. Now the rock revolution in Grayling employs 12 people full-time, plus the Coynes, who work more than full-time. Jerry Coyne says when they started out, he had no confidence that this approach would work. But he says it makes sense that it does.
See, ultimately, we're in the entertainment business, and content matters. I've got 50 years of people writing and performing great music, so if you play that, people are going to pay attention. That's what it boils down to.
And there's another simple way to look at it. Jerry says they started a radio station that they would enjoy. And it appears a lot of other people do, too. For Stateside, I'm Peter Payette.
This story originally aired on The Green Room, Interlochen Public Radio's weekly show on arts and culture in northern Michigan. You can find it on their airwaves every Friday, and the podcast is on iTunes.